Y'all ready for the big show?
I guess so.
They made you go on that show.
What a load of garbage.
What was supposed to do, you moron?
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Booyah!
Absolutely. Let's get your day started. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. It's 6:11 for you. Man, overnight, a little thunder boomer for you. Dogs
what was that all about?
Yeah, let's, hey, we needed that. We needed that relief.
Yeah, we
there.
Did.
Now, of course, we don't need it for the wildfires or the forest fires and different things like that.
That lightning was unbelievable.
It
what
was.
A show.
Well, slight chance of a thunder boomer through or a shower through the day as well. And today's high near 85. Really cooled us down a little bit for us. Tonight, about 55 for you. Getting you up, getting you going. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. Working on some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way. Nashville news to get your day started. Plus, a whole bunch of concert tickets. John Party. We got tickets for John Party coming up this morning, too.
For this weekend.
And also the PRCA Rodeo and Demo Derby, all that, and Othello. So a lot happening. Let's get your day started.
You didn't even mention the Parade of Homes, did you?
Oh, you got a stack. So we'll
we have a lot.
So we'll have to figure out how to get rid of those because there's so many of those. So and we'll give you a chance to win all that. Coming up today, get your day started. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
22, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much this morning. 65 degrees and partly cloudy skies as you get up, get going. 85 for the high. Chance of a thunderstorm a little bit later on. Low tonight should be about 55. As we get closer and closer to fall, wrapping up summer and closer to fall, it's just our typical... Just our typical Tri-Cities weather.
I'll be honest with you. I don't mind the thunderstorm activity.
It's nice to cool down a little bit. My nice yard really appreciates it because then I don't have to run out irrigation as much. So thank you so much on that. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. When was the last time you got dressed up and what was the occasion? There you go. So throw that out to you guys. My wife and I, our anniversary is coming up here in a couple weeks or a week ago or about a week and a half away from that. So we were discussing what we were doing for our anniversary. So we do usually go out to dinner or something. Yes. That's when you get dressed up a little bit. So
The last time I got really dressed up was for a wedding.
I'm thinking that's me too. Yeah.
My husband will never, ever, ever wear dress shoes.
Ever?
No, and we go round and round about it.
What's he wearing with his slacks?
Well, he wears dress shoes once we're in the car, but then he changes, like when I'm driving. And the next thing I know, he's got black tennis shoes on. And I'm like, well, I don't even get it. And he will never wear dress socks.
So he's wearing whiteies?
He's wearing white sweat team socks or whatever.
Oh,
right?
Come on. Fashion faux pas right there.
I have gone out of my way. I've bought him dress socks over the years, and they disappear.
Interesting.
I don't know where they go.
Interesting. I don't know. Well, I mean, does your husband... So, like my wife has a crap load of shoes. I have one pair of dress shoes. I've got one pair of work shoes. I've got my titty runners for the gym. And then I've got my outdoor working shoes.
We have a lot of shoes, Rick.
Oh, she's got a ton.
We do.
She got a ton.
And then we have so many, sometimes we forget and we go, oh, I forgot about those.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. And then my wife always gripes and goes, you got so much clothes. I'm like, really? Like 10%
to her.
10% of the closet is me and 80% and 90% is you. What are you talking about? Oh, you got so much clothes and stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? I got like four pairs of shoes and a couple pairs of jeans and some shirts.
I will say we have a lot of winter coats, winter jackets.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right.
The whole front closet. I'm like, why do I need all those?
All right. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. When was the last time you got dressed up? What was the occasion? I'm thinking wedding. You're thinking
it was a wedding. Yeah, my cousin's wedding.
I'll go with wedding. Mm-hmm. I'll go with wedding on that. Chime in. Share these comments on the way. And you got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. All right, time for some Nashville news.
So, three of country music's most popular women lead the field for this year's CMA Awards. You got Megan Maroney, Lainey Wilson, and Ella Langley. Each landed six nominations. Megan and Lainey up for Album of the Year, while Ella and Maroney both nominated for Single of the Year. The nominees for the highly coveted Entertainer of the Year include Lainey Wilson, along with Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, as well. Morgan Wallen now up for Male Vocalist of the Year. You've got Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Zach Top, and Morgan Wallen. Just so you know, the 59th CMA Awards are going to take place Wednesday, November 19th. Keith Urban says he always drives himself to his concerts. Parade Magazine quotes him as saying, I drive. I drove to the gig the other night. Someone asked me, how can you drive yourself? He says, I always drive myself. Somebody driving me is like somebody playing my guitar. I didn't know this about him. I think that's neat.
He does not come off like that, though. I agree.
But what if he gets caught in the traffic jam?
Well, it's true. He probably gets there early, but he just basically said he got no driver. You know what I'm saying? He's
down to earth. I like Keith, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time we've come and encountered him, he's the nicest guy on the planet. And he's just not like that. But it's funny that he doesn't,
right?
Because normally they have a bus or whatever, you know.
Right. I have a friend, and she goes, please welcome Keith to the house, right? It's a kitten. His name is Keith Urban.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I will tell you the funny story really quick.
Yeah.
At Clover Island, when Night Ranger played Clover Island.
I was there.
They left the stage, got in this white bus, and literally, like Toy Story 2, went to the front of Clover Island to get out of the bus. Remember that? So they got off this. You know where the stage is located at Clover Island, right?
I do.
So they got in this white bus, and they literally took a U-turn and parked in front of Clover Island and got out. I'm like, what? They didn't even walk. They didn't walk from the stage to the and you.
It is what it is.
No, that's, come on. You got to laugh about that. So
that's
Keith,
service, that's
Keith, we're with you, man.
I get it. Finally, Rick, your girl, the Kelly Clarkson Show, is set to return later this month. The talk series hosted by, of course, the one and only Kelly Clarkson will be airing new episodes starting on September 29th. And some of the season's guests include Emily Blunt, Colin Farrell, Scarlett Johansson, Dwayne Johnson, and more. Season 7 premieres. The spotlight will spotlight the heroes who rescued campers from the devastating Texas flood that happened back in July. Tickets to be a part of the Kelly Clarkson Show live studio audience at 30 Rockefeller Center in New York are available at oneiota.com if you're so inclined. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Cheat sheet out over here.
What are you doing? The 25th,
he is going to be right there at the White River Amphitheater. I had to get my little cheat sheet. But, of course, that night Old Dominion's going to be in the Tri-Cities. So we will not be at Thomas Rhett. We'll be at Old Dominion. If you were just curious about that. But, yes, I've got my little concert cheat sheet over here. A lot of great shows coming up, too. We're super excited. Cole Swindell's coming. Also, Eric Church. Mm-hmm. If you want to win some of those tickets, mm-hmm. you can log on to the KORD mobile app and get signed up. And more chances to win. John Party, I think we have some more tickets for that.
This Friday night.
Yeah, a little bit later on there. So a lot still to give away.
We got all kinds of tickets for events.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
let's do it, because I know that the Parade of Homes is back in action here in the Tri-Cities. What do you got over there, Patty?
We do. We've got a huge stack of four packs to the 2025 Parade of Homes, which tomorrow goes down from 1 to 7. And then this weekend, the 13th and 14th from 9 to 5.
So here's the deal. Because we have so many of these, we're just going to flood open the phone line. Lines here, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Give away a bunch, okay? So if you want to get in and get your Parade of Homes tickets right now, we'll give you a chance to win right now, early birds. Up and at 'em, early birds, you want to win, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Parade of Homes coming up, and while they last, how about that? Does that sound good, Patty?
Sounds great.
I know.
Got the phones. Let's go.
We are the easiest, peasiest morning show around, 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for new country, it's 1027 KORD. Keith Urban, who wouldn't want to be me? 7-Eleven. I almost forgot what I was doing.
Are you multitasking, Rick?
I'm sitting here multitasking.
Remember, only women can do that.
I know, absolutely. Definitely.
Dudes do one task at a time.
Dudes are not good at it, right? 65 degrees for you. Expect some light rain around 9 a.m., is that's what they're saying. Today's high should be about 85. Low tonight, 55. Definitely cooler than it has been the last couple days. And into the 70s by Thursday, Patty. So if you're just keeping track.
I don't mind that. It feels like fall.
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there.
Can I throw out a reminder that we do have, for anybody, if you call any time during the show, we have these Parade of Homes tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We have several. So if you want to go, just give us a call anytime.
All right. There you go. Parade of Homes around the corner. Give you a chance to win some of those tickets. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not doing contests for it. You're just going to call.
No, just call. Say you want a four-pack. We got them for you.
Very cool.
You got you covered.
Look at that. Look at us take care of you. All right. So let's take care of you now with other people's problems. brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Quite the situation going on. What's going on, Patty?
Okay, Rick and Patty, our son stunned my husband and I on Sunday. He came home from college and he told us he's dropping out because he's going to take a gap year. Well, my husband wasn't mad at all. Said he should use the year to rest, relax, and find himself before re-enrolling. Well, I think gap years are a cop-out. My son needs to go back to school and tough it out. I think taking a gap year shows weakness. My husband doesn't. Where do you stand on this, Carrie in Kennewick?
Wow, tough crowd there, Carrie. You're a little hardcore, Carrie.
You're weak. I mean, taking a gap year. I don't know about that.
It's one of those things where I was thinking about it, and I luckily ended up being a broadcaster, but I did go to college for it, as my wife jokes. She goes, you did not go to college. I did a semester. So I did a semester, and I had worked the summer in radio, my very first summer. Mm-hmm. My summer job was my radio job. Then I went to college, and while I was in college, I went, man, I like radio.
I know.
This is my calling. And so I dropped out after 3 months. And so my wife goes, you didn't go to college. Well, no, I was in the dormitory, Chapman Hall, Northwest Nazarene. I went to Nampa, Idaho. I remember my course load and all that. But in her mind, you didn't go to college.
I went to college and it was hard.
Okay. It is hard.
I didn't get a degree, though.
Okay. But you went to Brown.
Yes, I took a radio course. And I like you. Fell in love with radio.
Okay, and that's what we've done for our careers for the most part. So I'm one of those people, and so as I was driving yesterday on my way home, I thought to myself, man, I wasn't ready for college. Like I was thinking about like you're literally, I just turned literally 18 years old, and I went from high school, and then 3 months later you're in college, and I had moved away. I'm from Clarkston, Lewiston, so I literally moved away from everybody I knew. And went right into college. And looking back, I'm like, man, I probably wasn't ready for it. So I'm okay with taking a gap year. Now, if you're just, as my foster mom said, so 1 year I came home during summer break and I was 13 years old and I told my mom I was going to take the summer off. And she goes, what you doing? I said, yeah. I said, I've worked hard this year. And she's like, no, there's going to be weed pulling. There's going to be lawn mowing. And she went and lined up all my jobs for summer.
Oh, wow.
And I spent the summer. Now, I appreciated the extra cash. So what's this gap? I guess the question is, what's the gap year look like, right, Patty?
Well,
not,
I don't know.
Not just eating bonbons or Cheetos and playing video games, and that's your gap year. And under my roof, not contributing, okay? So there you go.
You are tough.
Well, from that standpoint.
I never took a gap year either. I went straight from high school to the University of Minnesota. That was tough.
Right.
That was tough. So, I was like the youngest person, and I was like.
And looking back, think about that.
I wasn't ready either. It sucked.
Yeah, okay, so there you go.
I'll be honest.
All right, Carrie, we'll do our best to solve this for you.
I think
if you're doing a gap year, I think you got to be doing something productive during the gap year, not just sitting around. How about that?
Wow.
You got to do something.
I don't know. I'm with Dad. Find yourself. Figure it out.
And I'm one of those people that success has many paths, not just college, not just trade schools, not just radio broadcasting. Success has many paths. And what does it look like and to get to the goals and accomplishments that you want? So, all right, Carrie, tough crowd. We'll do our best to solve this for you. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do. We want to know Rick and Patty, other people's problems. KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
That one, Famous Friends, number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. I know you just reached over to grab something, Patty, so what did you reach over to grab just now?
Well, I have got tickets to the Othello PRCA Rodeo and Demolition Derby.
All right, so how you want to decipher all this out here, Patty?
I've got a pair of tickets to the Demo Derby.
Okay.
And I've got two pairs of tickets. Okay, so I've got two pairs of tickets to the Demo Derby, and I've got two pairs of tickets. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, we're just doing this on the fly, guys.
I know.
We're just doing it during the show. Yeah. That's why we call it live radio.
So, and I've got three pairs of tickets to the rodeo.
Okay, so we got Demo Derby and we got rodeo, right? And so let's take some calls. You want to take some calls and they can let them have their little picks.
Let's blow them out. It's an extravaganza.
And then once they're gone, they're gone. So if you do call in for something that's already gone, sorry, it's already gone, but we'll give you what's left. All right, so 547-KORD. We got rodeo. We got Demo Derby. It's going to be awesome, Othello.
So the Demo Derby is tomorrow and the rodeo is this weekend.
All right, there you go. So we'll take the next couple callers. If you want to win, call in and win. Good luck, KORD.
We love to hear from you And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Bottle Rockets, if you saw them at Legends, you're reminiscing and enjoying them. He was amazing, amazing. All right, 737, you got Rick, you got Patty. Light rain expected this morning, 65 degrees for you right now. So yesterday, I went to the gym, and as I left, I forgot my water. And so I have a little...
There's nothing worse.
Well, I have a little sidestep on my truck. So it's where... So I had set it there.
Oh.
Got it in my truck, and then I just drove down the road, and
like,
I don't...
Where's my...
So the water's gone, and I'm, I was like, oh, gee, someone's going to see it just sitting there out there in the middle of... And of course, so here's the question,
People
Pat.
People drive off with all kinds of things on their...
Now, yes. If it was my wallet or my phone, I'd go back and get it, right?
Yeah, but it was a water bottle.
But it was a water bottle. I'm like, You know, so funny story really quick, too. Patty, so did you notice something missing from the radio station yesterday when you got to work? Just asking, just throwing this out there. All that stuff that was out, because they're doing some cleanup of
they did some yard work.
Well, no, so all those boxes of CDs and records and all that.
Yeah, so we had is that gone?
Yeah, go look. It's all, so Jay, our engineer, came yesterday and he goes, I don't know what happened to it. Paul, our boss, goes, I don't know what happened to it. So, interesting enough, it made me think of, so when I was out walking my dogs.
See all those CDs that were out at the KORD radio station?
So my thought was, when I was out walking at Columbia Park on Sunday, there was a guy out just collecting garbage. You know what I'm saying? Just picking it up, right?
Nice.
He was dumpster diving. Dumpster diving,
so
right?
So he's looking for stuff.
He was looking for something, right?
Okay.
So anyway, guess what happened to all the stuff that was outside our building?
Well, I don't know. I grabbed some sound effect records.
Well, I get it, but someone pulled up and basically
took it.
So, yeah.
Maybe he's going to sell it at the flea market.
Dumpster diving. All I'm saying is...
We got some good stuff.
No, there was... So anyway, they got all that stuff. So it made me think about, do you go back? Do you go back for things? I don't go back usually. So it got me thinking about when you lose your phone. And oddest...
I did.
Weirdest places or oddest places you've dropped your phone besides the toilet. I know everybody talks about, I dropped it in the toilet, but...
I was working for another radio station. I was down at Columbia Park, and I left it on the truck, and I drove off.
Did you go back for it?
No. Well, yes, I did. Yeah. I mean, I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you have that Find My iPhone feature.
Good. Oh, good.
Well, somebody had run over it. And,
of course.
I mean,
that's the way. I was laughing one day. I had dropped my glasses out near the station vehicle, and I got done with the live broadcast at Walker's, and I went, where's those glasses? And I thought, oh, geez. And I come back. Of course, I had run over my own glasses.
Did you?
Yeah, because while I was loaded up, my glasses had... Anyway, so let's take some calls. It's going to be fun. Funniest, weirdest thing you or someone you know has dropped the phone. Where'd they drop it? Did they go back and get it, too? We want to know. Calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
27 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 7:50, your morning commute, 65 degrees, cloudy skies for you. Well, we've all done it. We've all dropped our phones. We've lost our phones. Funniest or weirdest places that you knew you dropped your phone, or other someone that you knew had dropped their phone outside of the toilet. Can't include the toilet on that one.
No.
I've never done the toilet.
In the outhouse. I was at a concert.
I have not done that.
I have not either.
All right. So 547 KORD. Where have you dropped your phone?
When I worked at McDonald's, I was making my lunch one day and my phone went off. So of course I had to answer it because I was on break. The only time I can be on my phone. And I melted down some cheese to put in my fries. Well, my phone got super cheesy really fast.
Oh.
Because I dropped it right in my cheese fries. It definitely needed sanitized after that. It took a hot minute for it to get all that cheese off there.
It's so gooey. Yeah. Yeah. When you drop your phone into something like gooey or
how
whatever.
About like in the hot tub or when you're swimming.
Oh, yeah. When you're swimming, different things like that. It's funny. Whenever I'm out playing with my dogs, they like to, I have a little stand that I put the phone on because I'm listening to music while I'm playing with them.
Yeah,
and they love to knock it over. Like it goes flying across the yard because they'll come running up with their rings or their ball or whatever. And they'll hit the chair. And of course,
there goes flying.
There goes the phone flying and all that. All right. So funniest, weirdest place you or somebody you know who's dropped their phone besides the toilet, taking your stories. So where'd you drop the phone?
I had lost my phone and I had thrown out some trash. I was working one night and I went to grab my phone and I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I started looking all over the building, and everywhere I had went, couldn't find it. And then I thought, oh no, I remember taking the trash out. Mm. So I literally had to climb inside the dumpster, swish around some trash bags.
Oh, no.
I was able to find the trash bag, and then I had to stack bags up to get back out of the dumpster.
Oh, jeez.
So it was disgusting. It had liquid all over it, and it had nasty food from when we did trash that night. Just literally garbage all over it, and it ended up not working. I had to go get another phone.
Oh, geez. But at least
after all that effort,
see?
Ruined.
See, I probably would have just kept on driving. Or keep on going. All right, so 547 KORD, craziest place you've dropped that phone. Oh, yeah, we want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. It's 8:07. Always great to have you with us. Anywhere, everywhere on that KORD mobile app. One of the things that Patty and I do during the day is we write lots of articles, and you can check out our articles. They're posted right now for you on the station mobile app. I know that there's a brand new scam going around, Patty, that you wrote about.
So if somebody comes and says, hey, I've got some extra asphalt, I got some extra the materials, and I see some cracks in your driveway, let me take care of that for you.
Yeah.
That might be a red flag.
If the deal is too good to be true, it probably is, right? Is that usually what they say?
Yeah. And apparently a lot of that is going on throughout Washington.
Well, construction's expensive. I flooded out my bedroom that we're going to have to... We had to go to Numerica and get ourselves a HELOC, and we're going to have to fix the wall. So I understand it.
But you searched out the construction
You have to. Yeah, they have to be licensed and bonded and reputable.
Yes.
At the end of the day, because, yeah, I don't trust some guy fly-by-night coming through. Don't know what you're going to get. And then I did write about this, the most adorable story. Lucius is... he got himself an award. He is he's 12 years old. He's kind of a healer corgi mix. He is a bait dog used by the West Richmond Police Department. Now, what he does is he gets dogs that are uncatchable. You know, the ones who won't come
play with me.
Exactly. And he's basically rescued or saved 40 dogs in his career.
Look how cute he is.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want to go with that?
Yeah, because so when the animal control's out, some dogs will just come right up to people and they get them, right? But if they can't get them, they bring out Lucius. And so they are awarding him a big award. Yeah, and Lucius just needs a steak. Lucius just needs a steak. But again, congratulations on that wonderful award for Lucius, and it's a wonderful story. So check out the scam, check out Lucius, and again, all those articles and more posted for you now on the station mobile app. I just talked about having a big steak, and you know, you can have a big steak if you're losing weight like we are. Patty, I weighed myself. I don't know how I did it, but I lost another 3 or 4 pounds.
Sweet.
I know, and I'm not... Now, remember,
following a plan somewhat, aren't you?
But I'm not even on the diet anymore.
What?
I'm not even on the diet anymore, and the pounds keep coming off. And so if you're looking to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a short amount of time, you can do it with Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
You can. Give them a call at 509-410-0670. We got no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections. So that means no serious side effects. They give you a map of food. You follow it, the weight starts melting off.
Patty, how many pounds?
40-something here.
Yeah. Way more.
Listen, when I hit 50, that'll be a milestone.
That'll be the milestone.
That's it.
I lost 20 plus, but you lost over 40. You've lost double what I've lost. So Tri-Cities Weight Loss, give them a call, again, like Patty said, or the website tricitiesweightloss.com.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 8:27. Other people's problems. Let's tie this off. Carrie's got a situation about a gap year going on.
Yeah, she goes, our son stunned my husband and me on Sunday. He came home from college. He says, I'm dropping out, gonna take a gap year. Well, my husband wasn't mad at all. Said he should just use the year, rest, relax, find himself before he goes back. I think gap years are a cop-out. My son needs to go back to school. Tough this out. I think taking a gap year shows you're weak. Woo. My husband does not. Where do you stand on this, Carrie and Kennewick?
It's Tough mom. What are people saying? People are chiming in on this.
Caitlin says gap year could be good for his mental health. Maybe he's just too stressed out. Maybe he, your husband is right. He could relax. It's not like he's fully just dropping out.
Yeah, like Michelle says, you need to find out why he's wanting a gap year. Is he depressed, going through something? Once you figure out that out, you can't just let him sit around. It's either work or college. That's what I was, remember, that's what I was talking about.
Levi says, well, there's more to life than working and schooling your whole life away. And Noletta says, college is a joke these days. If you think that's a good choice for him, you might be wrong. Finding himself might be the right way to go. He definitely needs to get a job and earn his way through this lesson.
Robin says, trade school is more the answer for myself. College is a money pit. That's their opinion. So, yep.
Matt says, I think more young people need to go right into the workforce. If anything, make him get a real job. Forcing college on someone if they don't want to go, that's a bad idea.
I like what Devlin says. I wish I could have taken a gap year after high school before college because you and I talked about that. I was pushed to go to college directly after graduating. I was already cooked from education, being struggled so much to even pass and graduate. I ended up dropping out and just going to work. Wish I had been given my mind a break. And we talked about that
earlier. We did. And Levi says, you're delusional. There's nothing wrong with taking some time. There's more to life than school and working your entire life. Let him have a little. Plus, you don't need a degree to make money anymore. I know people who make six figures that are self-taught, code developers for large companies. You can do anything and make money these days. Give him a break.
And Levi's correct on that. So, yes, I will always say my biggest regret is the fact that I do not have that diploma on the wall from college.
Okay.
How many years? Okay, I'm gonna be close to my 40th year in broadcasting. How many years have you been doing
this? I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we both have been doing this. Yeah. The love of our life. This is what we do. And
no, we're not getting rich off it by any means.
We're not getting rich, but I've always felt like I haven't worked a day in my life either, to some extent.
We're very fortunate. We get to do what we love.
And the problem is whenever I talk to my sons about it, they're working real jobs, and so they don't think my opinion has valid reasons, because like, well, you have a job you love. You don't get an opinion in this. Because Mike,
not everybody loves. Hey, now don't be wrong. There are some things we do that
our job is tough. Come on in and take a stab at it. One time, my son, when he was 16, he says, "Well, I could do what you do." I'm like, "Fine." I just walked over, turned the mic on, and said, "Go speak. You're on the air." What do I do, Dad?
What do you want me to say?
Right. What do I do, Dad? I'm like, it's not as easy as you think. So yeah, the gap year. We were talking about the gap year. So good luck with it, Carrie. A lot of people are agreeing that a gap year is okay, but have a plan too.
Some people take like 7 gap years.
I got a kid doing that right now. He's not bothering me. Not asking me for money, but
sometimes you need a little boost, a little pep talk, or
a little
mental
health there. So, Carrie, we did our best to solve it for you. Still, chime in on this, guys. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. Mm-hmm. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number 1 for New Country, 102.7 KORD.